All right, we'll try this again. Here we go. Hey, y'all. That was a lot on the live stream. I mean, the premiere. Wow. What did we get to? 11,000? That's amazing. I've got the chat up. I'm going to do my best to keep up with everybody. We've got some Patreons waiting and hanging out that we're going to talk to tonight. And Patreons, I see you waiting there. A couple of you wearing your Wildfiles gear. That's awesome. Yeah, I see it. Remember the rules. Keep it clean. Keep it fun. Don't be weird. So what do we think about the Bible code and these religious mysteries? I wasn't sure how this video was going to do. Because a word that non-religious people would say, oh, it's going to be a Bible story. Who cares about that? But I'm not very religious myself, but I've always been fascinated by the Bible code. And these things are really in there. Now, I don't know how real they are, but people do find them. And if you want to search the Bible yourself, there are sites that you can go to online, and you can even download the software and run it on your computer. So allegedly, I've never checked this, but allegedly, everybody on earth is coded somewhere in the Bible. Like your name, your birthday, and your death day is in there somewhere. All of us. So I don't know. Do we want to... Would you want to know that? Would you want to know the day you died? All right, I have a couple of super chats here. Let's see what's going on. Rick H, sliders for fish breath. He loves the sliders. White Castle. Okay, what do we got here? Demonic hordes. AJ, you got to do the longer videos. They are feed way more informative. Tonight was pretty... Hang on a second. Abusing StreamYard, and while you're live, it's popping up ads for me to get the professional plan. Really? While we're live? So demonic hordes, let me get that again. Do the longer videos. Well, tonight was what? Like 20, 22 minutes? I mean, 25 if you count the sponsor read. Okay. I'm sorry about those, but... You know, we got to do it. We got to pay the bills. Tuna 56, is Lord Hecklefish going now wear a gold foil hat or a tin foil crown? I like that, gold foil. He does. Let me see if I have it. Hang on, I'll find it. Yeah, so that's his Lord proclamation, certification, whatever this is. I mean, they really sell you the land. I don't know how it works. I've heard different things. I've heard that it's you're legitimately a lord if you buy that thing, but I've also heard the other side. we can talk about this. The sponsors, they're not watching this. They watch the other one. All right, what do we got? There we go. I got to make this bigger. Sorry, I can't see it. Jamerson McGradner. The animation sequence shown before premiere. What is that from? Also love you guys. You're the best. Thank you for that, Jamerson. A lot of people ask that. YouTube for the live premieres gives you like 10 or 12 trailers or intro songs you can use. And that's the one that's called Sci-Fi. But it is, the artist name is somewhere. Someone had it. If someone knows it in the chat, then throw it up there. Rick H. That's the new studio. Yeah. We're in the new studio. I didn't have time to set up another camera for you guys. I wanted you to see the rest of it. But yeah, new studio. Victoria, slow mode. Now, are you asking me to do something, or are you just wishing it? You gotta tell me how to do that. I don't know what I'm doing. Pelicano BB, love your channel. Thank you for that. It's very nice. N, search your name right now. If you're searching for N in the Bible code, you're going to find it. N's going to be in there. Kathy Mello, for another $50. You're making it rain. Does Lord need a jester? Always. You got to get that funny hat with the bells. And if you do that, make sure you send a picture. By the way, speaking of pictures, I don't know if everybody knows this, but if you go to thewifiles.com, at the top of the screen, the navigation, there is something called In the Wild. And it's just pictures of just fans wearing like their Wi-Fi stuff out and about. It's very funny. Check it out. David Broyles. Now, David, is this another $100? Because you tipped $100 earlier. Love the Wi-Files. Thank you. I love you for this. Please consider covering Ernst Alexanderson's instant transmission system using longitudinal waves. Eric Dollard is a great reference. You're going to have to put that in the tips line because there's no way I'm going to remember all of that. So thewifiles.com/tips, and I'll definitely look into that. And when you submit that, David, if you have links to any articles or anything that I can use to put the story together, that would be super helpful. And thanks again for that amazing, amazing tip. I'm scrolling. Tiger Lily, what makes you happy? Sorry, I got the nicotine gum. Nicotine gum. Chewing gum, it's so unprofessional. Tiger Lily, what makes you happy? Does doing these videos and after parties make you happy? To be honest, I wish there was more I can do for you in the live streams. And I have a couple of ideas, you know, games we can play or different things we can do. If there's something specific that you'd like to learn about or have me do on the live stream, then email me, ag@thewifiles.com. So if you guys are happy, I'm happy. I don't mind doing these. Lulikins, super fan. Wow, love you guys, but my ears are bleeding. Why are your ears bleeding? Are we turned up too loud? Let me know in the chat. I'm going to look for that. Lord Hoffman. The gum. The gum's gone. But remember, it's nicotine gum, so it may have to come back. But I'm gonna hold off for as long as I can. I'm gonna unwrap it. I'm not gonna put it in, Luli. I'm gonna unwrap it. I'm just gonna set it there. I'm just gonna set it right there. I already want it. Leon Ambrose Jr. Super sticker. Did you just type that? Did you just type super sticker? I don't think you have to do that. All right. Scrolling. Curtis Hutchinus, if any of this is true, then we really do live in a simulation. I agree. I mean, it's definitely easy enough to make the computer program give you the output that you want with the Bible code. But remember when Dr. Ripps released that study in 1985, plenty of people were trying to refute it, and they couldn't. And that journal is peer-reviewed. So to get an article published in Statistical Science, you typically just need one or two reviews to get on there. But they had three or four. I mean, they exceeded the number needed to get published. But I agree. If it's true, we are definitely in a simulation. Brian Hamilton, he cocked a gun. Cocked a gun again. Okay. And Patreons, I see you guys hanging online. We're going to get to you. Bob Manikowski for $20. Thank you for that. Now we have some place to bury Lord Hecklefish instead of just flushing him down the toilet. Okay. You know, it's kind of dark. You know, your brain's kind of dark. We could talk about that if you want to. I mean, you get your $20 worth. You know, use me for therapy. Bill Green, thank you for the great work, amazing work. You're very welcome. Thank you for the tip. Your support really helps the channel. I'm scrolling. Archangel Reese, fascinating episode. I'm glad you think so. I always liked that topic. I bought that book when it first came out in the 90s. I was fascinated by it. The second and third books that Drosnin released weren't as good. It was a lot of, you know, he'd make these predictions in one book, and then half of them wouldn't come true, and then he'd release a book and be like, well, this is why they didn't come true, and then a third book, why those didn't come true, and he just kind of gave up. The Book of Life, we're all in there. That's what they say. Louis Samuel, does Hecklefish get paid, or is your deal with him fishy? He gets paid. You know, he's got an agent. He works for Scale. Ramon Perez, I don't know what DOPs are, but there's 600 of them, so I appreciate that. We may have to get an exchange rate, see what that is. AJ, thank you before, and I'll keep at it. Thank you so much for being and keeping us curious from the Dominican Republic. Here's $10. Coffee is on me. Take this as a big hug. I appreciate that, Ramon. I really do. And Dominican DOPs, what are those? Oh, he's here. He's, you know, we have him. Let me see if I can get him in the. He's on remote. He's in the remote studio. Scrolling for the super chats. Chapeau, 600 is $10. Thank you for that. No, it was Dominican. Imagine. I don't know how high the super chats go. But, I mean, David sent a couple of $100 today. That was amazing. I don't know if they even go higher than that. But once in a while, people will send $100. It's amazing. AJ, your mic seems warm, and we need more highs in the mix. Seems warm like we're too much, we're too heavy in the low end, or seems hot like we're too loud. All right, hang on, I'm scrolling. I got you. Spacebound, Ireland, love your channel. Thank you, Ireland. Thanks, Freaky. The best thing on YouTube is Wi-Fi's. The search for $9.99.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
Hecklefish likes it. The search for $9.99. When is the Phil Snyder episode going to air? The Wi-Fi's is one of my favorite channels. Hecklefish for president. First of all, if you say Hecklefish for president, what you have to do is you have to buy the T-shirt. I can't post another link. I can't do another plug, but there's a Hecklefish for President t-shirt. Go to shop.thewifiles.com. So Phil Schneider, not Snyder, it's Phil Schneider. I think we're going to do him next week, actually. So that's the episode about the Dumbs, the deep underground, the bases, and Dulce, New Mexico, where he had a shootout. Well, he and the Special Forces had a shootout with aliens. And they like shot his hand off. It's a crazy story. I almost spoil it. I'm not going to spoil it. Okay. So Jim's talking about the Discord. If you haven't checked out Discord, I'll post the link in the chat. Go check that out. We definitely have the best community on YouTube. No doubt about it. Camberosa.
Yes, thank you, human. You know the deal.
My husband and I stumbled upon your page, but there's Hecklefish is there. I have it on in the other computer. It's distracting me. So yeah, he's there. He's just, you know, he's paying attention. He likes money. My husband and I stumbled upon your page about a week ago and haven't stopped watching since. Honestly, amazing. Thank you. All hail Lord Hecklefish. That's gonna go right to his head.
Finally, a human who gets it.
Yep, she gets it. Hippie You almost got me. Are you okay? You have lost a lot of weight. I am okay. The thing is, I'm okay now. 6 months ago was not okay. That was COVID fat. It was COVID fat, and about 18 months ago, I injured my shoulder. And I wish I was doing something, you know, amazing, like I was lifting a truck off of a mother holding an infant, twins, you know, something like that. But I wasn't. I was out on a walk with the wife, with Jenny, picked up a rock and threw it because I'm a big shot. You know, I threw it because you do that. And I felt something click in my shoulder. And it was just kind of sore, but I used to be sporty. I know what an injury feels like. It was just kind of sore. And then playing with the cats or doing something, and I kind of like jerked my arm, and one of the most painful things I ever felt, just shooting through my whole body. So I went for a couple of weeks where I could hardly move my arm, and it was just getting worse and worse and worse, to the point where it was just kind of stuck here. I couldn't put my shirt on. It was awful. So I go to the doc, and he says it's adhesive capsulitis, aka frozen shoulder, aka 50-year-old shoulder. So yeah, it made me feel old. So what happened was, so I'm talking to the doc, and you know, hey, so we know what it is, great. How long is it going to last? He said, oh, you should be okay in like 12, 18 months. What? 12, 18 months? Jen had open heart surgery and she was healed faster than that. She did have that, by the way. If you ask her to show you her scar, she'll do it. So he tells me 12 to 18 months, and I say, there's no way. I'm a fast healer. I'm a tough guy. I'm going to be fine in like 6 weeks. It's now, we're coming up on 24 months, because it happened in November, two Novembers ago. Still kind of sore. Like, I can do everything, I have full mobility, but it still kind of hurts. That's how bad it was. So I have a year where I could hardly move my shoulder, and we're kind of stuck inside because of COVID. Can I even say COVID? Are we demonetized now? I keep looking at the nicotine gum. It's calling me. And, you know, after like the second year of the pandemic, sure, you can go out, but I don't want to go out with a mask, and I don't want to be 6 feet away from everybody. We were in Scottsdale at the time, and I wanted to go to the aquarium over there. Was looking forward to doing that, and I drive down there just kind of like to see what it's about, and masks required and social distancing. So I just didn't want to do it. So I ended up basically just being a hermit and making weird videos and gaining weight. Gained a lot of weight. So I spent the last 6 months just getting it back together. This is my fighting weight. All right. Catching up. I'm catching up, and then we will get to... Then we'll get to the patrons. Anunnaki Gaming, AJ, will you be rocking a beard in upcoming videos? I say do it. You look like a Chad bro. It's a little long tonight. I trim it. I whisker it up. You know, that's what Jen likes. You know, she's the supervisor in charge of facial hair. So I do what she wants. Patrick, Matthew. Hi, from Quebec City in Canada. Bonsoir. You have the best, by far, channel on YouTube. We thank you for your effort, and we appreciate a lot. Merci beaucoup à vous. Thank you very much. I appreciate the tip. I am dark side lizard people.
Boom goes the dynamite. Thank you, human.
All right, boom goes the dynamite. I'm just scrolling. I just want to make sure that before we go to the Patreon members, and I might as well do the plug now. So a couple of things with this live stream tonight. So Patreon members, I gave them a link to just pop on, and I see a bunch of folks waiting. just as kind of a perk. Because when I set up the Patreon, I really want to chew the gum, but Luli will get mad. When I set up the Patreon, there was just, I wanted to do more for the members, and I just haven't had a chance to do it. You know, with the channel kind of growing, I'm constantly behind. So I thought maybe I'd just give Patreon members a perk and hang out on the live stream, especially since I don't have much to talk to you guys about. So, and another thing, Patreon members, I have my headphones. I don't know how it's going to work. I don't know if I'm going to be able to hear you. I don't know. So bear with me. If I can't hear you, then maybe just, you know, say a few words to the crowd, and then I'll let you go. Alex McCamey.
Thanks for stuffing the old tip jar, human.
All right, Ecclefish likes it. Found your channel a couple of months ago after binging all your videos, shared the simulation video with my brother. He happened to be watching the simulation video when he got the text. Love your channel. I can't get enough. Thank you very much, Alex. And that's weird. That's weird that he was watching the channel. I'm just scrolling. I just want to make sure. JT Mode for $5.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Human, you just don't realize what your tips do to me.
Okay, we good? All right, JT Mode is in. I prefer those to the gum. I don't know. I'm not trying to quit smoking. I never smoked. I'm not trying to quit smoking. I chew nicotine because it's the drug that knows. If you're feeling kind of down, it perks you up. If you're low energy, and if you're wired, it settles you in. It's just the drug that knows. So I don't even know what Zyn is. Email me or put it in the chat. We got Megatronicle.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, he likes it. I spent the past month catching and finally caught my first live. Thank you for creating some of the best content on YouTube. You're very welcome, and thank you for the tip, Megatronicle. Gary Edwards, did anybody follow up on the obelisk key? No, nobody did. And it was kind of annoying, right? Because that was late 90s. I want to say it wasn't even 2000 yet, and they just pulled the permit, and that was the end of it. I think there was controversy was starting to happen with Drosnin as the book became more popular. He had more people attacking his theories. It's kind of like YouTube. The more people you have watching, the more people are going to attack you. So I think it was just controversial, and he just kind of went back under the radar. But I would have liked to know what he thought was out there. Javier Nanez.
Yes! I'll finally be able to upgrade my vodka to Belvedere! He's got me swimming in the cheap stuff, you know.
Yeah, we're not getting Belvedere. Javier, thank you. AJ, I love the channel. Hecklefish, can't wait for the plushie. I know, we're gonna get that. We're gonna get the plushie done. Kelvington for $10.
Oh, I finally love hearing the phrase, just the tip.
That's inappropriate. Sorry about that. I'm sorry about that if anyone's got their kids watching. Love the channel and the videos. You are a modern-day Art Bell. That's a huge compliment. You see his picture on the wall? You can't see it from here. You can. You see him up there? I would never put myself even in the same sentence, the same paragraph with Art Bell, but I appreciate that. I was a huge fan of his, you know, growing up. Got tuna 56 for $4.99.
Oh, thank you, human. You made my dorsal fin tingle.
Oh, he's tingling. This channel is amazing. It's smarter, more entertaining than anything on TV and cable. That's true. That's true. Thank you for all you do for the community. You're very welcome. Tripping with Duma or Doom or Dumbass for $10.
Yeah, baby, slip that in my G-string.
That's It's your intro. You aren't wasting my time with, okay, let's get going type intro. Okay. I don't know. He sent $10, so I read it. But I don't know if I was being punked. S. Davis, I'm beginning to suspect you are deep fake AI. And only Lord Hecklefish is real. Are you real? I'm not. I'm an AI. Bob, the talking postcard for $5.
Thanks for stuffing the old tip jar, human.
Yeah, he likes it. I see digital patterns when I close my eyes and lightly push on them. Simulation? Maybe, or it could just be the psychedelics. Crazy Cat, if God is real, would that be any different to the universe being a simulation? That was kind of the point of that video, or the theme of it, is whether it's everything is God's will or everything is the simulation programmer's will, what's the difference? Sean Turner for $2. Love your work. Thank you for that, Sean. Wesley Blanchard for $20.
Cha-ching, baby!
Cha-ching. What if we're in a game like the movie Wreck-It Ralph and we just haven't figured out how to get out of the game and meet up with all the other games at the arcade yet? I don't think we can ever get out. I don't know. In that video, did I talk about Plato's cave story? Let's talk to the Patreons first before I get into a story. But the gist of it is, we probably can't get out, and even if we could, we probably couldn't understand what was out there. Right? We couldn't wrap our minds around it. If you think about ants walking on a piece of paper, that's their, you know, to an ant, that's their whole universe, is this sort of two-dimensional piece of paper. And what if ants were suddenly, you know, became flying ants? You know, what if they were just in the air? They wouldn't know what to do. Same with, you know, a fish is underwater. If it came above water, it would be so out of context. I don't think our monkey brains could comprehend it. Keith Hitchman, does the merch store take crypto? No, because it's just Shopify. But if you want, I can send you my wallet IDs. Dan, the repo man for $10.
Ayo, making it rain over here.
Yeah. Thanks for premiering a video in the evening. I always miss these at work. Can you cover Project Serpo? There are hardly any videos on YouTube about it. You're very welcome. I'm on Pacific time zone now, and a 9 a.m. premiere, 6 a.m. my time, I couldn't do it. And besides, YouTube in the analytics says there's more subscribers watching at this time of night. But I wasn't sure because we did mornings for months. So I wasn't sure if people were even going to show up tonight, but we had a pretty good turnout. Project Serpo is not on YouTube very much because it will end up with a context warning. So when you're searching Project, I'm itchy. I don't know why I'm itchy. If you search for Project Serpo, you're not going to see very much. So, you know, those types of videos get buried by YouTube. It's one of the reasons I haven't done some more darker and controversial topics, is because no one will find them. You know, even if you specifically search for, like, next week, Phil Schneider with the Dulcie Bass, that's going to be a risky one. I'm going to do it. But if you look at videos that about Dulcie Bass, there's a context warning at the bottom that says it's a well-known conspiracy and there's nothing to it. And when you see those context warnings, it means YouTube is just suppressing your content. So I try to avoid that. And, you know, last week, or was it the week before, the Dogman video, that got demonetized because there was like 3 seconds of the video that was deemed too graphic for people under 18, the face-eating stories, which I tried to keep super, super, like, just surface information because those were really grisly. But no, because of that, we don't get paid for that video. I'm scrolling. The Fantasy Files podcast.
Oh, that's the good stuff.
Hey, AJ, big fan. We'd love to get you on a podcast for a Creator's Corner episode to talk about the content creation and The Expanse. Is there a good way to reach out? Thank you so much for the contact. You're very welcome. You could just email me, aj@thewhyfiles.com. So for your podcast, talking about content creation, I could do that. Talking about The Expanse, I can do that. I've gotten quite a few requests for podcasts about having me come on to talk about UFOs or Bigfoot or urban legends and weird stuff. You know, podcasts that are just dedicated to spending hours talking about that. And what I tell those folks is, because I haven't done any, is I don't know how good I would be on the podcast because I'm not an expert in those topics. I'm just not. I consider the Y-Files an entertainment channel, not a conspiracy channel, not an urban legends or a myth channel. I consider an entertainment channel. I consider myself an entertainer who researches, not a UFO expert who talks about that. So sure, I can go on your podcast, but you know, if you ask me about the latest Chupacabra sighting, I'm not going to know about it. But Expanse, I will know about that. All right, do we get everybody before we go to the Patreon line? Almost. SJT Montgomery for $1.99. Enterprise and Hecklefish's Bowl, outstanding. You're the first one to find it. You're the first one to see that in the bowl. And guys, there's something different in his bowl every week. Very few people ever notice it. Devin Davis, where do you come with stories for your vids? All over the place. But most of them come from the tips line, thewhyfiles.com/tips. That's where most of these subjects come from. In fact, probably the last 30 episodes have come from viewers. So there's no shortage of content. Now, for you guys that have sent stuff into the tips line, let me tell you a little bit. If you want me to do political stuff, I can't do it. So I see requests for the Clinton body count, which is a cool story, but I can't do any of that stuff. YouTube will crush it. You know, Donald Trump's uncle, who is part of the intelligence community and connected to a couple of weird deaths, it's an interesting story. I can't do it. So no. Stories about murders and R-word stuff, they're interesting, but I can't do it because YouTube will suppress the content. It's not just about the demonetization, which is annoying, but it's about no one seeing it. And it takes a long time to do these videos and to just throw it up there and have no one watch it. It's frustrating. So I just don't do that stuff. And there are a lot of channels that do, and I would direct you to those. But that being said, at some point in the next month or year, whenever, probably 6 months, we're going to launch the What Files, which is going to be true crime and all that stuff. And so not so focused on ads or money, just about getting those stories out. So keep listening for that. The What Files coming soon. I will not be hosting that. Gramps Izzy super sticker. Thank you for the super sticker. $2,500 CRCs. Can you do an episode on AI conspiracy? Send it to the tips line and be more specific, so I know what you're talking about. I'd like to do a topic. I'd like to do a video on AI, like the stuff coming out of Google. C. Damone for $20. Thank you for that.
Yo, mamacita. Thanks for the tip.
A question and a comment from a 46-year-old dad and his teen son who are super fans. Dad. Dad, AJ, have you pitched the show to any networks? It's such a great format. Son, feed Hecklefish. Hecklefish likes White Castle. I haven't pitched the show to any networks. I've been approached by a couple of folks about things, but I'm honestly not all that interested in it. You know, when I first moved out to LA in 2005, I went out there to become a host. That was what I was going to do. I don't think I've ever talked about my background because it's boring. But in New York, I was doing radio and stand-up and a lot of stuff like that. And wanted to come out to L.A. and take a shot at becoming a TV host. And I'd done a couple of small things in New York and wanted to take a shot. And got to L.A. and things were going okay. I got pretty close on a couple of big jobs and got a couple of small ones. But it was about that time where the industry, the hosting industry or whatever, was moving toward experts. You know, like they're flipping a house, or I don't know, they're making cakes look real, you know, that kind of stuff. So I had maybe the best hosting agent in the city, and I get a call from her, and she's like, you know, do you know how to do construction on a house? Do you know how to do any of that stuff? And I said, I don't know how to do anything. I'm a TV host. I'm useless. I can't do any of this stuff. So it just didn't pan out. I talked a lot to Discovery and about weird shows. Like there was a casting company that would always call me for the weird shows. I never booked anything, but I always was in like the last two or three guys to do a ghost hunting show or any of that stuff, the Bigfoot in the woods, whatever. But nothing really panned out. It turns out that I have to, you know, be in my twilight years and launch a YouTube channel to get noticed by the networks. So, no, I'm not even sure I'd want to do it. There was one network I spoke to about a month ago, and then I'll move on. I'll get to everybody that wanted to take the Wild Files and make it kind of long. They said we want to do an anthology series, and this is a network. This is a series network. And what they wanted was to have me and whoever, I don't know who, and folks, but have me go to Mount Shasta and do the story from Mount Shasta and interview the people there. You know, go to Michigan, talk to people about the Dogmen, go around the country and do this stuff. Now, as a younger man, that would be a dream job. But now, it's like, I told them, I said, I'll do that. I'm not traveling anywhere. I'm not going anywhere. Like, well, that's really the format we're looking for. Well, I'm just got too old and tired to fly around the country, talking to people about Bigfoot. Flattering, though. Demonic Wards, black-eyed children do eat freaky. They are freaky. I'd like to do black-eyed children, but what I'm struggling with that particular topic is, what's the story? Like, there's so many different legends, and it's not very coherent. It's like Tartaria and the Mud Flood. I've researched the hell out of that story, but there's no narrative to it. So I don't really know how to present it. I don't want to just say this is a weird urban legend and these are things. I like to kind of take you through the story and kind of have there be a theme and have it be meaningful, as opposed to just saying these are theories. But I'm going to keep looking. Black-Eyed Children, the BECs, those are very, very interesting, very creepy. Renovated Kitchen, I love the channel since I first heard you and share each video. Thank you for that. Sharing is super helpful to the channel. What about some of the interdimension demons Alex Jones talks about on Joe Rogan? I don't know what he's talking about. Apparently MIT studies all this stuff too. I don't know about that, but it sounds interesting. If you have a link, send it to me. In the tips line. Indigo Haguar Intuitive Arts, I love you, Hecklefish.
I like the way this human thinks.
Yeah, I thought you would like that. All right, Kevin A. for $20.
Booyah! That's the stuff!
Just to say thank you and congratulations for the new studio. Wish you all the best in Las Vegas. Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate that. Next week, I don't know if I want to do these every week. I will if you want me to. If you want me to do them every week, I will. I've been doing every other week because this is what we're doing, is I'm just answering questions and super chats. Although we've got the Patreon members coming up. And look, you Patreon members, I can see you there. And I don't know if you're making faces because I'm taking too long or whatever. But look, if you're calling into like a show, this is it, man. This is show business. Show business is waiting. It's waiting, 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 and then you're called to set, and that's your time to shine. So everyone waiting there, Stella, I see you. You got to pay attention. There you are. Now she's back. Everyone waiting there. Get ready. It's almost your time to shine. If I can hear you. If I can't hear you, then this was a bust. I'm scrolling. Scrolling. Moondoggy X for $5. Appreciate that.
There you go. Guppy needs a new pair of shoes.
Yeah. Taco Bell, yay or nay? Does it mean, do I like it? I like Taco Bell. Del Taco fish tacos, though. Those are excellent. Those are as good as, like Long Beach, California, Oceanside, like, food truck fish tacos from Del Taco are actually excellent. And if you're into sweets, you have to try the cheesecake bites. They're bananas. But look, that's why I was fat 6 months ago. I couldn't move. I had COVID and then cheesecake bites. Tuggy, $4.99 super sticker. Thank you for that. Daryl Wigginton. Everyone says Wigginton, don't they? Wigginton for £2.
Biggity bingo, human.
You can't be a lord as it's a peerage. See my comment. If you go to the established titles, it says right on there that it's not peerage. So do I have to see your comment? Can you just email them? Just email them. I'm sure they'll get right back to you. Kosher Torah School of Rabbi... Oh, Rabbi Ariel Bar... So, Doc, I don't know how to say
this. This human knows what's up.
I'm trying to talk to this guy. Rabbi, I don't know how to pronounce your last name. I'm sorry about that. Tzadok? I hope you liked today's episode. I hope I did it justice. Patrick 007 499, who voices Hecklefish?
Boom goes the dynamite. Thank you, human.
Himself. Who voices you, Patrick? Scrolling. What do we got? Lawrence Segui for $10.
Chingy chingy bang bang. Oh, give me a break. I'm running out of ideas over here.
I can tell. Those are getting pretty thin. I hope this is enough for you and Hecklefish. Me and my wife love your show. Hecklefish is my wife's favorite talking fish. Nicely done. You're very welcome, Lawrence. And yes, that's more than enough. Every little bit helps. Being an independent creator, not an easy row to hoe. Row to hoe. Not an easy road to hoe. Curtis Hutch, again, Curtis, do a story on the disappearance of Frederick Valent. I don't know that one. Put it on the tips line. I'm not going to remember these. I don't remember two comments ago. TheYFiles.com/tips. Scrolling. Skyjack is in there, so that's good. Jonathan Earl, get the gum. I really want to, but I don't know if Lulikins is still here. If she is, she's going to yell at me, and I don't want to get in trouble. Tamara Black, $4.99.
Ayo, making it rain over here.
This show is every bit the equal of Drunk History for infotainment. I'm hooked. Also, Zin coffee flavor is invisible while talking and magic for cravings. I guess I have to look into Zin. Oh, thank you for the tip and for the very nice compliment. The X-File for $20 super sticker. Thank you for that. David, do you have help researching and so much money? Do you have help researching and producing the Y files? Do you ever work in Intel account? Did you ever work in Intel counter Intel? I have some help with researching. Could use some more. Could use some help writing, producing. Jen helps a little bit with admin stuff, but otherwise I do everything myself. Did I ever work in Intel counter Intel? I had clearance. Life in Whispers, $5 super sticker. Thank you for that. Titano Strongman, $10. Hi, sorry for asking because I'm sure it's out there topic. What's up with Project Blue Beam in short? So you want to pop on the live stream. You want to throw $10 at me and just like sum up a story. Look, if you just send $10 in and say, hey, I love the show, or... you know, who voices Hecklefish, or say hi to my son, that's fine for $10. But to have me sit and give you, like, tell you a story for you for $10. I think you gotta go bigger. You go 50, and we'll talk about it. Robert Prather or Prather, great video and well covered. Thank you. You're very welcome, Robert. I hope I did it justice. Marco Terrazas for $19.99.
Oh, thank you, human. You made my dorsal fin tingle.
Mushrooms for the nicotine. Maybe you'll see a magic seal of your own. Did you buy the magic seal t-shirt? It's definitely my favorite. And it was an idea. It wasn't my idea. Someone on Twitter came up with it. I went to Mel's Hole, and all I got was this magic seal fetus. Now, that's a t-shirt that will spark conversation. What I'm waiting for is that one day where someone's wearing a shirt like that, maybe a Hecklefish shirt, and someone else knows the show. If that's ever happened, you got to email me about that. Edward Roman, $5. Do parasitic higher entities have humanity as livestock on this prison? Oh, do the higher entities have us as livestock on this prison planet? Maybe, but livestock for what? For food? You know, why? I think if anything, we're more entertainment or research. But simulation theory, I'm probably 75% pro believe simulation theory, maybe more. Mick Keek for $5. Did you get my tip about staircases in the forest? I didn't see that. I'm sorry, especially if you sent money. I haven't done staircases in the forest because I can't find any good ones. Now, there may be a couple, and if there are, send them to me on the tips line. But I found, you know, here's a staircase in the middle of the forest from this angle, but then you look into it further, and from the other angle, it's stairs going down into like like the side of a river. Or here's other stairs, and it's the beginning of a construction or something. Like, there's always a reason for it. So I need to have more. I don't want to do a story that's so obviously fake. And I'm not saying there aren't weird staircases in the forest. I'm just saying I haven't seen any that were compelling yet. I like the stories that are like, wow, could this be real? Like the Bible Code. Bible Code could be real. Guy Edwards for $9.99. Anybody follow up or continue Drosnin's search for the obelisk key? I don't think so. But I'd love to know what happened. My first donation to a YouTube channel. That's Mr. Hurst for $5. First donation ever. Thank you, and Hecklefish. You're very welcome, and thank you for that tip. For the first donation ever. Yeah, I'm really grateful for you guys for the super chats. They really do help the channel. And I'll do some quick plugs. If you'd like to support the channel, the super chats are great, but you can support on Patreon for even less, for as little as $3. As I said earlier, there aren't as many perks as I'd like, but we're working on that. But you get some extra perks in Discord. You get the videos a day or two or three early, if I can, you know, get them done on time. And Hecklefish creates stuff, content from time to time that the Patreon members get, and they get early. So if you want to support the channel, Patreon's a great way to do it, or buy something from the Y-File store, shop.thewyfiles.com. We have some good stuff, funny stuff. Jay Jonky Jank for $5. Congrats on your recent success. Thanks. Any chance of chemtrail research in the near future? Maybe chemtrails, but I need something new. So when I do these stories for you guys, a lot of them are kind of old stories. A big reason for that is I'm an old guy and I remember the stories, like John Teeter. It's always been fascinating. But when I do an older story, like chemtrails has been around forever, that kind of urban legend, I try to bring something new. Like, if I can't find any new information if there's nothing new, I don't do it. And I've got, maybe I could show you. I'll show you next time. But I've got tons and tons of topics that I researched halfway and realized there's nothing new out here. So I bail out of it. Because it's just rehashing. You know, I'm trying to bring value. You know, I want to bring value to the subscribers. Chris Overstreet for $10. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, human. You know the deal.
He knows the deal. I look forward to your videos every week. Thank you. You're very welcome. I'm glad that you do. El Dante again for $1.79 or a pound 79. Where do you think the Ark of the Covenant is now. I think it is in Ethiopia. And I'm going to do an episode on the Ark of the Covenant. Tonight's episode was actually sort of a little bit of a test to see how it's not really a religious topic, but it's tangentially religious. If tonight's video does well, then I kind of feel like I have the green light to do Ark of the Covenant. I'm not that religious. I'm not religious at all. But I have a great respect for religion, especially from a historical standpoint. And you know, I just love the old stuff. And I love learning why people believe the things they believe. I'm very jealous of people that are like devoutly religious, because how peaceful is that? Leon Ambrose, I just bought a Hecklefish shirt. Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
This human is okay by me.
Yeah, Hecklefish likes it. John Fair's World Journey for $5 Canadian. Will you do an episode on Keyhole they just found in the universe? I don't know that one. Submit it on the tips line. I appreciate the super chats, but I'm not going to remember these. Kevin Everhart for $100.
There you go. Guppy needs a new pair of shoes.
Your videos have impacted my life in such an amazing fashion. Appreciate you and your beautiful soul. Lord Hecklefish is superb. Thank you very much, Kevin. It's the nicest thing that you could say. You know, when I try to connect with you when I'm doing the episodes. There's so many channels that do these topics, and they just kind of, it feels like newscasting to me. A lot of the channels, and you guys subscribe to them. You know the channels I mean. We're just kind of a guy sitting there with a shelf behind him with stuff on it. Everyone has that, right? The nerdy knickknacks, and tells the story. And there's kind of a, you know, images up there. And just tells it, and then that's it. I'm just trying to do more. I'm trying to do more for you. So if I can connect with you as a viewer, then I know I've done my job. I'm scrolling. Sandra Strain for $6.99 Canadian. Thank you for that. All right, I'm getting my headphones ready. Thank you, Emily. If there are super, is that your picture? Is that you? Is it black lipstick? No, I'm not criticizing. I dig it. All right, stand by. I can't believe dancing in the street. I am the one who wants to get.
Hey, you hear me? You hear me? Your sound is
on
right now. No one can hear you.
No one can hear you in chat.
Don't worry. Don't worry. It's gonna be good.
Let's try this.
There we go. There we go.
All right. I got to get myself out of my ears. All right. You still got me?
I still got you.
I still got you.
All right. What's on your mind, man? Thanks for popping in.
Of course. Just hanging out. How's your night going?
I'm going good. Just doing this thing.
Keeping you busy, huh?
Yeah. Go ahead and plug your podcast.
Well, my name's Jacob. I host a podcast called Gems of History. And just me and a buddy talk about some lesser known histories and stuff. So,
what was the last one you did?
My echoing?
No.
They're saying I'm echoing.
You sound all right here. Sounds like they're underwater with the fish.
Everyone in chat and echo. Hello.
You still sound good.
Nope.
All right, Jacob. Let me put you on the bench for a sec. That's Jeff P. Hey, Jeff, are you echoing? Yeah, Fina, tell the other guy to turn his volume down. Caller, if you could turn your radio down, caller. I can hear, but it's weird. Let me put you on the bench. This is TC. TC's on mute.
Of course I'd be, on mute. That's just the way it always works. Well, I just want to say, as a former creator myself, I know how much work you have to put in these type shows. And I really appreciate it. I know the rest of the fans do as well. So that's really what I wanted to say.
Well, thanks. What do you mean, former creator? You're still here.
Well, I had my own channel. I was Temporal Coin. So we did coin row hunting, coin collecting, that sort of thing. When the pandemic hit, couldn't get coin shortage. So then I had to shut down the channel because I just wasn't getting any content anymore like I used to.
Well, the pandemic screwed up things for everybody. And this isn't pandemic related, but the camera's killing me. TC, I'm going to put you on the bench. All right, so I'm not going to have you guys just hang out and wait for the camera to recharge. So I guess we'll call it early. Although I got 2 hours out of this camera last time. I don't know why it's being a jerk. But next time we do this, I'll have an actual studio camera, a cinema camera that could stay on. I'm just using a little Sony Pocket thing. So I'm going to thank you again for stopping by before the camera gives up. Patreon members, I'm sorry we couldn't get to everybody. We're figuring it out as we go along. I see some great super chats in there. I really appreciate that, guys. Let me see if I could. You know what we'll do? We'll super chat our way through the next couple of minutes until the camera dies again. No, but look, let me be honest. It's just me and you. Having the camera die after an hour. Tired. I'm pretty tired. So I don't really mind it. Ernie, the Quiet Doom for $5.
Ooka chaka, ooka, ooka, ooka chaka, ooka, ooka. I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Human, you just don't realize what your tips do to me.
Ernie says, also, I hate it when other channels use your font. Is someone using the Wi-Fi's font? Or you mean your font? Jerry Piper, AJ did run out of battery. So many exclamation points. It did. And I feel terrible. I could try to go to the Patreon line. I'll try. But look, if it fails, it's on you.
Hey, what's up? I can hear you.
Great. I mean, chat, are we echoing? Are we doing it?
At least I don't hear it.
No, you sound good too. I'm looking at the chat now. Probably just pretended the battery died. So, ah!
Of course. Ah! Hey, we only have a minute. We need to make sure everybody signs up for Patreon. Just going into Discord is awesome. There's a bunch of amazing people in there. So,
well, that's a great plug. I'm going to put the link in now for you guys. That
this was the first YouTube channel I ever donated to or became a Patreon member for. So I love the work you guys are doing. The ad with Hecklefish was amazing last time. That was sweet. I've never sat through an ad very much before. So that was hilarious.
You know, the sponsor reads can be so tedious. When I'm watching channels that I subscribe to, some creators that I just think are awesome, when they get to their sponsor reads, they're so devastatingly boring that I just skip and skip and skip. But I figured if we can make them funny, you know, always put Hecklefish in a situation, then maybe people will stick around for the sponsor reads. And look, if you guys buy the free VPN software, buy the Lord thing, that's great. It looks good for me and the channel, but you don't have to. You know,
well, I'm sure you guys got hit up by a bunch of probably people wanting to advertise on your channel, because that was awesome. I'm the same. I normally skip through everything, but I laughed at that. It was hilarious, and it gave me some food for wanting to get my own. There's a bunch of jokes in there. So also Victoria sold me on it too. She had one. Now I'm jealous. So
all right, great. Well, Crazy World, thanks for stopping in.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Seth, you want to jump on? I mean, I'm gonna keep going. I'm audio only. Sure. Audio only.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, we got you. How do you say your last name?
Forestier.
Forestier, okay.
Yeah.
And that looks like a big gun safe behind you.
It does. And so, like, this is all ready now.
Whoa! Look at that.
Yeah.
That's amazing, dude.
Yeah,
I don't know if you guys could see that. Seth created a custom Glock for the channel. It's amazing, and he sent me some videos of like the laser etching and stuff.
Yep,
I think.
Yeah, I don't think the camera will pick it up.
No, it doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, the pattern on the grips is all just conspiracy theory text.
Well, that's amazing. I think on the Backstage channel, I'll post the videos of like the work that you did, the stuff that you sent me, because it's really interesting and fun to watch.
Yeah. I don't want to stay too long. I'm going to be in your neck of the woods tomorrow, so check your emails.
Okay, my neck of the woods is Vegas, but my wife is still in North Texas.
Gotcha. Well, it can wait.
Okay. So. Well, I'll touch base with you, and I'll be back in the Dallas area pretty soon.
Okay. Cool, man.
All right, man. You're later. Amazing. Jeff P, you want to say hello?
Oh, good. You can. Oh, good. Hi, everybody. So, love your channel, AJ.
Well, thanks. I appreciate it. Anything on your mind tonight?
Nope. Just enjoy your videos as always.
All right, man. I appreciate that so much. Thanks for being a Patreon member.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Chris Overstreet.
How you doing, sir?
You look ready.
I do video conferences a lot in my work, so I'm all set. I think you should go all Yiddish all the time. Yeah. you got I love your shtick, you're a mensch. You know, you got a lot of chutzpah. No, seriously, man. I'm kind of living vicariously through you because you get to create and you get to be creative and you get to research all the things that I'm interested in. And, you know, you and I are of an age and, I'm totally living vicariously through you. I know I don't see all the crap like the shadow banning, the demonetization and the critical viewers and all the other crap you got to put up with. But, seriously, man, when a notice comes up, I will drop what I'm doing and I will watch the video. And I just want to thank you, man. I'm a little verklempt. I'm from the Northeast like you too. So a lot of Yiddish in my head. But yeah, man, thank you very much. I'm really, really enjoying what you're doing. I hope you keep doing it. And you know, Bill Shatner, he's out there doing the unexplained. So
he is.
So I mean, hey, you might wind up on Discovery. Who knows, man?
You know what, Chris? It's okay. This is enough. This is fine. This is for my twilight years. Just work from home. I mean, when I do the videos, you can't even. I don't even wear pants. I do no pants. Just boxers, because those are things you can't do if you're going to be on Unexplained.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I've been working from home for 7 years. I don't own pants.
All right, Chris. Thanks for popping in.
Thank you.
Jason, love all you guys. Gonna get some sleep before work.
That is human is okay by me.
Yeah, he's all right. G Kanks, you want to talk to the folks?
Hey man.
Hey G.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. What's all that stuff behind you?
I have a slight obsession with board games.
Yeah.
This is also my office space. So, you know, I get on Zoom calls and people are like, are those VHS tapes? Yeah. Yeah. That's what it is. It's a collection of VHS tapes.
You play those? Like, do you play games?
Oh yeah. We play it. It wraps around that side of the room. I have a problem, but my wife has a problem with kitchen toys. So I get to have a problem with board games. Hers are more productive, you know, because she makes food. I just wanted to hop in and tell you, man, I mean, I haven't found a channel that so many channels nowadays are just kind of like, there's so much, negativity and stuff. And your channel is just so enjoyable to watch. The Hecklefish stick is awesome. I find that really humorous. He just
finally a human who gets it.
All right, we can talk.
But the, you know, you were talking about, not doing stuff that you couldn't add something new to. I think you undervalue your presentation, the sincerity, and then the right timing of humor. It just makes the stuff enjoyable to listen to. So if you run out of stuff where you have new material, I think we'd all listen to it if you were doing old stuff too.
That's nice of you to say.
Hey, I don't lie. I'm, you know, most people hate my level of blunt. That's actually totally true.
All right. What's the best game? What is the best board game of all time?
Oh, okay. I would not say it's the best board game for people to start with, but my favorite one is Twilight Imperium. It only takes 8 hours to play.
Wow. What is it? Twilight Imperium?
Yeah. It's a sprawling like 4X game, you know, explore, exterminate, you're expanding your empire. And you play it against five or six other people and it really feels like you played for two. But if you're just getting started, games like King of Tokyo are great for the family and for your, you know, for your friends. They can get into it. So.
Well, that's great. Where are you located?
I'm in Michigan, so, you know, it's cold as heck.
Well, I was going to invite myself over for a game night, but it's I can't do Michigan until the spring.
Well, if you're this way, and if you're this way in the spring, you know, just let me know. We do a lot of them, but I don't think that's probably practical, given that you're in Vegas.
Well, if you're ever in this neck of the woods, definitely let me know.
Sure. All right, man. Thanks a lot for having me on.
All right. Stella, something on your mind?
Oh, always.
Oh, always.
What's going on, lady?
Good. Hang on. Let me get Scout to sit up. Good gift.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No. That's all good. Yeah, I've got a different accent to everybody else. I'm way south of the equator here in Oz. It's about 1:45 in the afternoon. Being a big fan of the show, I was introduced to it via the Boobquake episode.
What? That episode brought you in?
Yes, that one.
That performed so poorly.
It's the most brilliant line I've heard Hecklefish come up with was, you know, a call to boobies. That's can't top that one. True story. I went to say goodnight to my son, and as I've turned, I've run into the side of the hallway, and, you know, my boobs bounce back, and I just, without even thinking, just went boob quake, and my son just looked at me, pointed at my room, and said, "Go to bed, Mum."
Well, John Hart says Boobquake was titillating.
Oh, funny. Yes. I mean, and
this channel has the funniest fans.
Yes. I do have my own channel, but I have like 2 followers, and I think they're both my friends, so it's really, really bad. But well, I do enjoy doing stuff.
Go ahead and plug your channel.
My channel, I just do stuff. I build things. I don't know if you can see the bookshelf in the background. Well, it's not a bookshelf.
Oh,
it's a printing station. Behind me is my desk, but you can't really see it. But you can see the printer sitting on it.
It was people like you were taking the hosting jobs away from me in LA, people that knew how to do things. As someone who can't do anything, I was out of luck.
The name, Jacob, is just stella.r. It's just what you see here. I do stuff. I do bookbinding. I paint. I build. I needed a wall unit, and IKEA didn't have anything I liked, so I built my own. I can spin the camera around if you guys want to see it.
Let's see it.
There we go.
Oh, yeah. DVDs.
Yes, DVDs, and yes, my Star Trek collection has Pride of Place where everyone can see it.
I hope there's a DS9 box set on there.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
Original, next-gen, DS9, Voyager, Enterprise, all of them.
You're home.
Yeah, I am home. So, yeah, no game night at my place, AJ. Sorry, it'll be a while, and your arms will get tired swimming, getting all the way over here.
Well, they do have planes that go there. I mean, you're not New Zealand, yes. Right? New Zealand is still...
I've been to New Zealand.
I know, but New Zealand for like 2 years didn't let anyone in or out, right?
True.
Yeah. But yes, Australia, we can still get there?
Yeah.
Patrick Thomas wants to know if there's any Babylon 5. There isn't. You have Babylon 5 in there?
Well, not in my video collection, but it's definitely on Netflix or...
Right.
I don't know. One of my streaming channels. My brother watches that.
Right. So Babylon 5 goes on streaming, but you and I, we have our box sets.
Yes.
That you can touch.
Yes.
Babylon 5 never makes it to a box set. Not for me.
No. Not Babylon
Heather
5.
Heather loves your accent, by the way.
Oh, thank you. It's a real Australian accent, not someone trying to sound like an Aussie, eh? It just boggles the mind when people try to sound like us. They either sound like a Kiwi, where they drop the E's and get it wrong. that's New Zealand, or they sound too English, and you know, I just can't have that. So yeah. No, Aussie is it's a unique language and a very hard one to get by. So, and Sir HF needs to behave. It's yes, my good mate Sir HF. I've been calling him Sir long before he got his lordship. So
this human gets it.
Yeah, he likes it.
He likes it. And all someone right. in the chat said that. You know, to get some seaweed for Hecklefish. Hecklefish is a freshwater fish. Seaweed will kill him.
Yeah, you can't do that. When he goes into the ocean, he actually wears a scuba outfit.
Oh, good, because he'd dry out.
Yeah, he'd dry out.
All right. All righty, Filers. See you next time.
All righty. You know, it's a perk. Hang on. Will you give it a second? It's a Patreon perk. You know, so I figured we let the Patreons come on. We give them some value. I mean, if you guys got, I hope you got value out of that. Give them some value and then maybe get a new Patreon member or two. So before the camera dies, next time we'll figure it out. Before the camera dies, I want to thank you for stopping by. 2,000 or 3,000 people in here tonight. That's amazing. I don't understand it, but I'm grateful for you guys. And, hit me up on email if there's anything specific you want to do or see or have happen on these live streams, and I will take care of it for you. But you know how we wrap it up. Be safe, be kind, and know that you are appreciated, because you are, and I mean that.